And God is good all the time. Amen. The Word of God says, remember that you were slaves in Egypt and the Lord your God brought you out of there with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. Therefore, the Lord your God has commanded you to observe the Sabbath day. Honor your father and your mother as the Lord your God has commanded you so that you may live long and that if you may dwell with you in the land, the Lord your God is giving you. This time we'd like to go to God in prayer. I forgot a moment ago because I was taking pictures to have a prayer for all of our moms. So everybody join hands with a mom that's close to you around. And let's have a prayer over our scripture and also for our moms this morning. Dear Lord, we thank you so much for the moms of this church. Dear Lord, we thank you for the moms that are present here with us today. We also are so thankful for the moms throughout the year, dear Lord, that has given us the opportunity to come here and worship Sunday after Sunday. Bless each and every one of them. May they know, dear Lord, the importance of being a mom and how they are such a leader in our church and also in their family. Help them every day, dear Lord, to be praying and asking for your guidance and in your inspiration in their lives. Bless us all this morning. In your sweet name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Honor your father and your mother as the Lord has commanded you so that you may live long and it will go well with you in the land. Motherhood. I believe today we all can agree, and we're going to say a big amen right off the bat. Moms are extra special people. Amen? Where in the world would we be today? Kids talk to their dads, but kids really, really, really talk to their moms. Back in the day, I've been preaching so long. Y'all remember what collect calls are? Y'all remember what those are? Back in the day when I first started preaching, I always used to say that kids call their moms on Mother's Day. On Father's Day, they have a collect call to their dads. Well, we don't do that no more, do we? Now it's we call our moms on our Mother's Day, and we may text our dads on Father's Day, right? That's the relationship that is there. I read a little story the other day about little Billy and little Mary. They went down to the flower shop to buy their mom something extra special. It wasn't as pretty as the flowers that Debbie had this morning. They wanted to buy their mom an extra special flower so that their mom would have it and their mom could look at it. They'd be so happy on Mother's Day. The only problem was is they hardly had any money together to do it. They went into the flower shop, and the one flower that they could afford was sort of on the back shelf. It was wilted, looked like it was about to die, looked like it hadn't been watered in days. But they gave the money and they left and they took it home and they gave it to their mom. And of course, like any mom, even though the flower looked like it was about dead and hadn't been watered for a whole bunch of days, any good mom, and the mom looked at it and says, "Oh, honey, that is the prettiest flower I've ever seen. We're going to take it outside and put a special place and we're going to have it for next year at Mother's Day." Little Billy and Mary looked at their mom and says, "Well, Mom, there was another one there that we were going to buy you and it had a pretty ribbon on it and a big bow on it and it said, 'Rest in peace.' And we were wanting to get that for you because we know, Mama, you need to rest." Well, we all agree today, mamas need some rest, don't they? Mamas need some rest because as we share this morning about motherhood, motherhood is just not a 8-to-5 job, is it? It's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And in society we live in today, being a mother is getting a bigger and bigger responsibilities, isn't it? Not only is being a mom to teach your children about reading and writing and arithmetic at home when they come home from school, but being a mom is teaching them about how to live their lives, isn't it? How to live like God wants them to live. How that they are supposed to conduct themselves and treat others and to become a wonderful mother or a wonderful father, to be able to have those relationships in their lives. But we all know that being a mom takes on great responsibility when you bring that child home from that hospital. I remember when Heather came home from the hospital, my mom came down and stayed with us for, I think, for the first 3 weeks. And then Sheila's mom came down and stayed with Sheila for another 3 weeks. And you would have think, well, in 6 weeks' time, Sheila and Paul could figure out how to take care of a baby. Well, I remember as soon as Sheila's mom left, I looked at her and I said, honey, what do we do? And she said, I don't know what we do. It's scary, isn't it? It's scary there to be with that child and learn. But praise be to God, one of the great things about this in motherhood is this. When a mother is close to God, it's not just a mother raising that child. It is a mother in who? God raising that child. And God teaching that mother how to be the mother that that child needs to face the things in the world. We, in the Bible, we've seen a lot of great examples. We've studied some in Sunday school for the past 2 weeks. It's been really good discussions about women in the Bible that had great bearance on how we are today and taught us what true motherhood is all about. I want to look at a couple more this morning. Over in Exodus chapter 2, beginning with verse 1. Now a man of the house of Levi married a Levite woman, and she became pregnant and gave birth to a son. When she saw that he was a fine child, she hid him for 3 months. But when she could hide him no longer, she got a papyrus basket for him and coated it with tar and pitch. Then she placed the child in it and put it among the reeds along the bank of the Nile. His sister stood at a distance to see what would happen to him. We read about Moses' mom this morning. And we talk about, I think, about a praying mother. Oh, Pharaoh had become so cruel that he was killing all the little baby boys. And moms were trying to hide their children the best that they could. And think about Moses' mom. It's a great responsibility to bring a child into the world, but another great responsibility of being a mom is keeping that child safe, isn't it? And that's what was on Moses' mom's mind. What will I do with this child? How can I make sure that this child is safe? I believe from the very first day that Moses is brought into this world, I believe his mom was praying for one big word, safety, wouldn't she? Praying that somehow, some way, that somehow, some way, that her child would be safe and Pharaoh wouldn't be able to hurt her child. And the scripture says that she took that little baby, think about a three-month-old baby, and put that baby in the River Nile and set him afloat to see where he would go. I don't know about you all, but it's scary letting go of your kids, isn't it? It's scary to send them out into the world. It's scary to think about where in the world are they going to wind up. We all know, praise be to God, that God had a plan for Moses, didn't he? That God had a plan for what it was going to be. And God knows that he has a plan for each and every one of our kids. The problem is, we don't know what that plan is, do we? We had to have faith and we had to have trust in God. My job, as I've told a lot of you, when Heather turned 16, I was the one that had to teach Heather how to drive. And let me tell you what, during that time, my prayer life was great, let me tell you. I prayed every time we got in the car and every time we were going somewhere, I would pray and I would talk to God. And I'm sure Sheila was back wherever she was praying, say, God, I hope it works out because I don't want to teach her how to drive. Don't let me have to do that. And we'd pray and pray and pray. And my number one goal was to get Heather safe enough in a car where she could go by herself. That sounds good, doesn't it? To get Heather safe enough where she could get in the car and go by herself. Guess what? First time she came after she got her regular license, she came to me, and guess what she asked to do? Go out in the big world all by herself. Get in the car all by herself. Of course, being the great father that I was, what do you think I said? Go ask your mom, right? That's a great way to go ask your mom. Well, she went to Sheila, and Sheila being the great mom that she was, what do you think she said? Go ask your dad. So Heather figured it out. You got to get mom and dad both in the living room. We finally gave in, gave her the keys. But I remember hearing that car start up for that first time. And I remember her putting it in drive for the first time. I remember there wasn't no Life 360. There wasn't all these things to be able to keep up with where your kids are. And I remember listening to that car drive off. And there was only one thing that I could do. What was that? Pray. That's all you can do. Motherhood. All you can do is pray for your kids. You've done your very best. You've given them everything that you can. You've taught them as much as you can teach them. You've given them everything that you can. And we know out in this world, there's plenty cruelty, isn't there? There's plenty bad. There's people that want to take the love that you have for your children and turn it into something bad. But just like Moses' mom, we need to be praying and asking for God's guidance each and every day. Also, over in 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 24, we see about Hannah who gives Samuel to the Lord. After he was weaned, she took the baby with her, young as he was, along with a 3-year-old bull, an ep of flour and skin and wine, and brought into the house of the Lord of Shiloh. When they had slaughtered the bull, they brought the boy Eli, and she said to him, "As surely as you live, my Lord, I am the woman who stood here beside you praying to the Lord. I pray for this child, and the Lord has granted me what I have asked of him. So now I give him to the Lord. For he is his whole life he will be given over to the Lord." And he worshiped the Lord there. Hannah promised that if God saw fit for her to have a child, that her goal and what she was, a promise that she had made to God in her prayer time, was that she was going to do everything that she could to give him back over to the Lord. What can we learn from her today? I believe moms and dads need to do everything that they can to teach their children about God and tell them about the importance of who God is and praying to God and asking for God's guidance and direction. Believe it or not, when I was younger, it's been a long time ago, when I was younger, I would get into some situations. Any of the rest of you? No, you never got into a situation, did you? And for some reason, my mom had that radar. I think it's a mom's radar. Because I would walk in the door, and my mom could look square at me, and she would say these words, "Honey, what did you do?" And it was almost like something just wallowed up inside of me or something. I couldn't stop it. I just told her everything that I had done. And my mama would look at me, and of course she would punish me and all of those good things that I would get done at that time. But all that time, my mama would say at the end, "Honey, even though you done bad, mama still what? Mama still loves you. Mama still loves you." Kids today, we need to let them know about God. And that even though they do bad, and even though they do things that we wish they wouldn't do, that God still loves them and wants the very best for them. We also see over in 2 Timothy about how Timothy's mother and grandmother, over in Timothy 1:5, taught him about faith and how important it was for him to have faith and trust in God. Today, I truly believe that's a big thing that mothers need to be teaching their children about, isn't it? Having faith, having trust in God that no matter what they face, no matter how difficult things may be in their life,
that if they have faith and trust in God, that things will work out. And I'm sure Timothy, as he looked at his mom and he looked at his grandmother and saw all the things that they had to overcome, all of the things that they had to deal with in their life, how by their faith and their trust in God they overcame. And finally, we see, we talked a little bit about this, well, a whole lot this morning, about this last mom, but you can't bypass a little lady by the name of Mary, who was a loyal mother to her child. That's found over in John chapter 19, verse 25. We see how that Mary, no matter what, gave up on her child. A great mother today, no matter what road your child goes down, no matter how dark that path may seem, no matter when you're trying to figure out what in the world they're doing, no matter what, you never give up on your child and you are there for them. Motherhood, great responsibility. Some folks may say, you know, I've worked at this job all my life. I've worked there that many days and I've had this job or that job. You know what the biggest job you ever have in your life? When you bring a child into this world, the biggest job that you ever have in your life, the most important job that you ever have in your life is being a mom and being a dad and knowing that importance of letting them know about God today. Maybe moms today, one of the things that we know, it's good to be a praying mom, isn't it? We need to be praying more today than we've ever prayed. Maybe there's something going on today in your own personal life you need to pray about. Maybe there's something going on in the life of your children today that you need to pray about. Maybe there's something that you know that needs to change and something needs to happen in your life or their life to be closer to God. Well, today you can pray about that. Kids that are here this morning, maybe there's something you need to pray about. Maybe there's something at school. Maybe there's something else that's going on in your life. Maybe there's something else that is difficult. We already know your moms and dads are praying about that. But now you can pray and you can talk to God. This morning, on this great Mother's Day, listen to God and do His will. Is there ever closing song? Joe and Larry.